Welcome to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant in North Idaho, and it is February 27th, 2015, and I have on the line Scott Leshin. Scott's the director and the founder of SJ Personal Healthcare Advocates, and today we're going to talk with him about financing schools, how parents can finance schools. So, Scott, what's the problem, and what's the basis for developing your business? What's the need that parents have found?
Sure, and thank you very much, Lon, for allowing me the opportunity to share my knowledge with your families. I greatly appreciate that.
Well, you're more than welcome. I'm looking forward to being enlightened.
So, basically, what it is that we do is help families secure that reimbursement for therapeutic boarding schools, and we educate families on the educational aspect of that, as far as going through IDEA, which is the Individual Disabilities Education Act, and then, of course, going through their insurance provider to cover the therapeutic component of the program which they choose. And our real niche is that therapeutic component. So there's two things that I address with the family when they call me. One is there school involved? And I always encourage a family to get their local school district involved when making a decision to place a loved one in a therapeutic boarding school. Under the Individual Disabilities Education Act, it's mandated that all students age 3 through 21 are given a free and appropriate public education, and that's abbreviated as FAPE, F-A-P-E, and often parents will hear that if they address their school board or if they have to go through a mediation or a litigation, and FAPE is really where the argument lies. So parents should emphasize when addressing their school district that my son or daughter is unable to receive a free and appropriate public education within that school district for whatever their needs may be. Thus, they need to be sent out of district to a therapeutic boarding school.
Okay, let me interject a little bit of a question here, because I think anybody that's looked at that, as these are basically parent pay, third-party pay is helping is what you're talking about, and they're very, very expensive. So a lot of parents that have need of a program need some sort of help because they can't do it out of pocket. You know, most budgets are fairly stretched.
Right.
So that's the initial problem. And so you help them work through all of the various details, all the third-party possibilities, including school district, Disability Act, what have you, and insurance companies in order to help them. Am I hearing
that's
it
correct.
Right? Okay.
That is correct. So on the schools, but our focus as a firm and where we help actually own the process is on the insurance side. I educate families on the education piece, and there's a reason why, and I'm going to get to that in a second, why it's important to work with a local attorney, because we handle clients all across the U.S. But what will happen is when you approach your school district and request them to cover in full the cost of a therapeutic boarding school, there's going to be a give and take. Schools don't want to or don't have the money, just like the family doesn't or maybe struggling with, to come up with the $50,000,
$100,000. I've heard all kinds of excuses.
Sure.
Yeah, one parent gave up because they said, oh, we just don't have we're not budgeted for that.
And that's just, you know, that budget argument is not the family's problem. That's the school district's problem. They can't use that as an excuse for why they can't pay.
Right. The law is very clear.
Mm-hmm. The law is very, very, it's clear, but there's arguments. There's always ambiguity. It's clear that you have to have that education, but it's not clear on the how you get there. So,
mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say it's important to get a local special education attorney is because that local attorney most likely has a relationship with the school or the school district's attorney, and you want to settle these things as quickly and as amicably as possible without having to go through a long, drawn-out process of mediation and hopefully not, but potentially litigation, because that could become very expensive and very time-consuming and emotionally draining. If you have that local attorney with that relationship, that could certainly speed things up. Oftentimes, the special ed attorney will request the full tuition, the full cost of the program, but more so, and how these usually settle and quickly and amicably, is a school district might say, well, we'll cover the education component, the parents have to cover the therapy, the room and board piece, and then where we step in is getting that therapeutic component of the program covered. So So let's look at a therapeutic boarding school. We'll call them TBS, therapeutic boarding school. Mm-hmm. So TBS is going to provide for the families a breakdown of their costs. They're going to say 30% is therapeutic, 40% is educational, and 30% is room and board. And they're going to look at this, and so is the school district, and so am I, to determine how much we should submit to insurance, how much, again, is submittable to room and board, and how much the school district most likely, or God willing, will pick up. What I do and where we help these families is every month a therapeutic boarding school will put together a invoice for their group therapy, family therapy, individual therapy. There might be a psychiatrist visited and other ancillary licensed services that we then formulate and get that covered through the applicable insurance plan for the family.
Okay, let me ask a question on a different area. Do you have any standards for the type of schools that you cover, or is it anybody that wants any school that the parents happen to want, or you say, no, that has a bad reputation, we don't want to fund that? Or do you have any kind of controls there?
The parents really choose what school they want, and then it's my job to make that work.
Okay. Well, we just have a few more
minutes. Did that answer your question?
Yes, that answered my question.
Okay.
We just have a few more minutes. Do you want to sort of wrap up where you're at and then explain a little bit more about yourself and your history, how long you've been in doing this?
Absolutely. So, it's very important that parents understand their rights and where they can access funding. And the two main funding sources are their local school district and the insurance plan. It's also very important that when you go through this search, that just because you hear no, it doesn't necessarily mean the answer is no, that it's very important to know your legal rights. Where we've been doing this for the past 8 years and have met with a lot of success working with families across all, hundreds of schools across the United States and securing that therapeutic reimbursement. And it could be substantial over the course of a school year. It could be $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, depending on, the school in question. But it is substantial. It's something that you should seek, and it's certainly something that the insurance company should look to reimburse.
So I think the bottom line is if a parent's in a situation where they're looking at a boarding school, they should call you or somebody like you, get that help and advice to help you go through the process.
Yes. Okay. We're a key part of that budget, of determining that budgeting and if it can work. Absolutely.
It's like most anything in our legal system, at least. Don't do this on your own. Get a competent professional.
Right. Correct.
Okay, so you've been doing it about 8 years.
We've been doing it 8 years, and we work on a contingency basis, just speaking. If we don't get clients back their money, they don't pay us. I believe that, we only get compensated if we get the family back what they deserve.
Okay, that sounds very good. Well, if somebody had a question or wanted some help or find out more, how would they get a hold of you?
So the best way to contact me is either by phone at 973-740-0023. Again, that's 973-740-0023. Or email, it's SL, which is my initial, Scott Leshen, at sjpha.com. That's SJ, Personal Healthcare Advocate, sjpha.com.
Okay, and of course you have the website, that last part's the website too?
Right, which is sjpha.com.
Okay, well, very good. Well, this is Lon Woodbury. We've been with the Woodbury Report, and we've been talking with Scott Leshen about financing the problems, and the key thing there is to get a professional to help you, because it is very, very complicated, or can be, and frustrating. Well, thank you very much. You have a good rest of the day and a good weekend, Scott.
I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.